What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Well, let's get into it. I have a quotable.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's been a while since I did one. I'm excited. I was driving over here like, oh, I got one. All right.
Yay.
This is by Arnold Bennett.
Okay.
It says, any change, even a change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomforts.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's nice. That feels completely applicable to my new apartment.
Yep.
Which is absolutely an upgrade and a positive change, but baby spider infestation really, really bringing me down, Arnold. Man. It's a bummer. So we have to get a new dishwasher installed because it was leaking. And so, yeah, big old positive change, but there's been some weird things happening that we just have to figure out and deal with. But man. Yeah.
Can you read that quote for me one more time?
Yes,
I
can.
Just want to let it sink in.
Yeah, let it really sink in there. Any change, even a change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomforts.
Oh,
it's true. That's
absolutely
how I feel, too.
True.
Going into any new situation, me moving, you moving, you know, trying to cut back on work. It just because something is a good change doesn't mean it's going
to
be easy.
You're not used to it.
It's important to remember.
I mean, I put my notice into my day job.
Woo!
To do full-time Dicks by Delaney. And the podcast, which I'm extremely excited about.
Yeah.
But part of me is also like, what happens if that doesn't work out? You know?
Yeah.
And like, you just kind of spiral and you really just have to, you got to get over it and just own it. Like really, I mean, if something happens, there's other options.
Yes.
You can't keep yourself stuck with the fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we want to do some like self-careless and some treat yourselves and stuff.
You got some stuff.
Yeah. Should I start on like a downer note? Do you want to talk about your fun trip first?
Oh, either way. Why don't you talk about the down shit and then we'll bring it back up.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's a great
teamwork plan.
So I've definitely been dealing with some depression for the last maybe month or two. I think maybe I touched on it on a recent episode where I thought it was just related to our living situation and that, it would basically be cured once we moved to the new place. But it felt more like a band-aid, apparently, because it did feel exciting for a little bit to move and to be distracted by that. But man, the last week or two, I've definitely started to feel that like kind of cloud of depression wash over where you can't necessarily pinpoint it to a specific thing, but you just wake up feeling like, I don't want to start this day. Like, I don't want to get out of bed. I've just felt kind of numb.
Yeah.
Like haven't felt really happy, haven't felt really necessarily like angry about it, but just kind of numb. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't been to my therapist for maybe like almost 2 months at this point.
Oh, wow.
And because it had gotten to a place where she was like, it seems like you're doing fine. Maybe we just go to like a text by text basis. If you need me, we'll set an appointment. So I did text her and went in and talked about it. And she just asked me such a simple question that I can't believe I hadn't asked myself, especially being part of a self-help podcast. She was like, "What? Like, when's the last time you just did something nice for yourself? Like, what are you doing that's just nice for you?"
Right.
And I was like, nothing. Like,
that'll do it.
It's so weird to take a step back and be like, no, I don't feel like I'm doing much like self-care stuff.
Do you feel like you're just kind of, you're trying to get through the day and you're not really enjoying the day?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to survive and not really like thrive right now.
Yeah. Right? I've felt kind of like without purpose lately. I think taking a big step back from stand-up in terms of like trying to be on the road all the time like I was, it kind of has left me feeling a little bit in limbo of like,
that is interesting.
I'm 100%. Sure, did you go through that when
I still have times where I feel that way,
but
it was really bad in the beginning. But that makes sense, because what do they say, the opposite of what is it? The absence of purpose is depression. So they basically say, the opposite of depression is purpose. So that really makes a lot of sense that you've been feeling that way. It's a huge identity crisis. I mean, not that you're stopping it, but for me, it was like, I just stopped.
Yeah.
I really stopped, and I haven't been on stage in 6 months. And that course of 6 months, there has been ups and downs. And I told you guys, like, I had to like learn how to talk about myself again. I didn't know what to say. It felt like there was nothing special about me anymore. All this stuff. And it's another reason why I feel like Dicks by Delaney is doing well, which I'm very grateful for, but I needed something to latch onto that was like my new identity.
Yeah.
And I think my business is now that thing. Mm-hmm. But in that limbo period where I was like, okay, I'm not doing stand up and my website's not ready yet, and I'm just like floating around, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and why can't I just figure out what I want to do with my life? Yeah. All that stuff is really scary.
Yeah.
So that makes sense why your routine's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Well, there's something so alarming about making a huge change, like moving into this new apartment and not fixing it.
Right. You know? Yeah.
That's why people are afraid to make changes in the first place, because you're afraid it won't fix it.
Well, Well,
even my doc, when I got my boobs done, they're like, now you have to know that just because you get your boobs done doesn't mean you're going to be like happy.
Wow.
They basically say, like, look, if you're changing something drastically, even about your appearance, a lot of people think it's going to fix everything. It's going to completely fix their self-esteem. Their life is going to be so different. It's like, you're just putting boobs on your chest. Like, that's so if you really got to make sure you're doing all that stuff for the right reasons.
Interesting.
Because one thing like that, it's, you might change about how you feel about yourself, but it's not going to change your external situations or anything.
Right.
So,
well, it kind of goes back to the quote of this episode where, like, I took a big step in the right direction for me, which was to not be on the road as much, which was overall a very positive thing for me to do. But in doing that, it did leave this void of like, okay, well, I have to fill this with something else.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have money coming in. And that's why I just want us to do so much with the podcast and just like, you know, start recording more episodes, because I need that for me.
Right.
Like, I need to feel more purpose of not waking up and just being like, okay, well, what am I doing today besides dreading the three shows I have at night or something, where I'm like, it's just weird. I've definitely been in a funk.
Well, can I say, in the past couple months, Kelsey has started a new web series, a show. Mm-hmm. She released her album.
Yeah.
She's still touring. That's the thing, is like, you really, if you're looking from the outside, you would never know that you're going through like feeling like a lack of purpose, because there's so much shit happening all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, I know. I think I have like too high a bar of stimulus set.
Yes.
Because I've always been like that my whole life. I've always been involved in like seven different things at once.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm involved in only four, to the average person, they're like, Jesus, aren't you out of your mind busy? And I'm like, well, no, I'm used to having these other things too. And it's weird how much actual like structure I need. And that, maybe it's the workaholism too, where I'm like, I'm missing that adrenaline of just like having a lot on my plate and just feels like there's not enough or something.
Maybe you can fill the time in with non-work related things.
Yeah.
Maybe you really like, you talked about loving to like play volleyball and do yeah. all that. Like if you can just incorporate some stuff to make you feel more balanced, I feel like that helped me.
Yeah.
Like I started visiting my friends and family more. I started doing things like, well, this is the stuff I couldn't do when I was overworking.
Yeah.
And it, like you saw like the silver lining, like there's pros and cons to working a lot and there's, you know, pros and cons to not having a little bit more downtime.
Yeah.
And I think if you just take advantage of the downtime
yeah.
to where you're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not out of town every weekend right now, or else
yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to see that person today or
yeah.
whatever it was. But that's how I kind of, when I'm feeling that way, trick myself into like enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah,
I kind of make a little pros and cons list in my head.
Yeah. And appreciating that you have time to figure out what you want. That's how I've been feeling lately, where I'm like, okay, if I'm going to take a step back here, which can't happen for another couple months, but I'm like, oh, I need to take some time
yeah.
to just sit with myself and figure out what I like.
Yes.
Besides stand up. Because even when I've been in town, I've been overbooking myself where
right.
like last week I had like 3 shows and then I had 2 shows and I had 4 shows.
Right.
All in town, and I like missed 2 of them because things ran late at the other ones and it just wasn't possible.
Right.
And I'm like driving 30 minutes all over LA
yeah.
and it's like, it's not
yeah.
doable, but it's filling some void of like, well, if I'm not working
yeah.
when I'm home, then
yeah.
I don't deserve to be home.
Yeah. It's a real nightmare. That's such a good way to put it, where mm-hmm. that's like the deal I made with myself subconsciously. It was like, okay, well, if you're not going to go on the road to make your money with stand up, then you better take every paid show that you're offered in town,
yeah.
regardless of if you feel like doing it or not.
Right.
Which is not what you should be doing.
No.
But that's exactly what I've been doing. Like,
yeah.
I haven't turned down a single
yeah.
paid spot, even though oh my God, there's been times where it's almost like to the point of tears where I'm like,
yeah.
I would give anything to just get an email saying that the show is canceled.
Yeah.
So I don't have to drive an hour and a half and do this fucking gig that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So weird.
Dude,
I definitely feel like
yeah.
that burnout.
I could, yeah, I feel like people do elimination diets for their health or their body. I think you really need to do like an elimination diet for your soul,
yeah.
where you
yeah.
just strip everything down to basics and you slowly incorporate things that you like and just kind of start from there. I think I talked about a little bit where I feel like I kind of reverse engineered my dream job. Like, you know, Dick's by Delaney has always been around, but when I really kind of like got quiet and I'm like, I'm right in this moment, I'm not doing anything. Like, what do I want my life to look like?
Yeah.
It all started coming together when I just went, well, what do I want my day to day to be? I want to have flexibility over my time. I want to create my own schedule. I want to be home a lot more. I want to do something creative. I want to be my own boss. All this shit is like, if I wrote down a list of stuff that I want my life to look like, my dream job was under my nose the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, I think if you take all this other
yeah.
noise away, it's like, what do I actually want my life to be like now
yes.
in 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
Yeah.
I swear that helped me so much. And it kind of started when I took that like break with Cam, you know, in the Midwest last year. And then it kind of, after my special, I started getting a lot of clarity while I was like ending stand up. And I'm like, okay, what's my new kind of path going to be? And it's
yeah.
going to be something totally different than what I've been doing, because what I've been doing hasn't been working. Oh, and I want to talk about the obliger thing. I got a lot of messages from the
four tendencies.
Yeah, the four tendencies. I got so many messages from other fellow obligers out there, and I'm telling you, it all made so much sense when I read that book. Why I would be driving home from a show on the phone with my mom, crying, being like, I don't know why I keep doing this.
Yeah.
Something is making me doing this, is making me do this, but it's not me.
Wow.
I felt like powerless over this thing. And now it makes sense. It was all this external expectation. Somebody's expecting to be there at this time.
Yes.
The flyer has been made. So people have seen
yes.
my face on it. They're expecting to see me perform.
Oh, God.
All this stuff. And then it would just, one show would lead to 10 more shows. And you guys, obviously,
yeah.
it never ends. So doing it once would lead to doing it
yeah.
over and over again. And I felt like I couldn't stop it. I had no control over it. And it wasn't. So I
wow.
went against the grain of what I actually truly, my authentic self.
Yeah.
For so long.
That's such a good way of thinking about it too. I've thought about it this way because of what you said. And it makes such a huge difference of just like not even asking people, what do you want to do? Saying, what do you want your life to look like? Because right. sometimes people want to do things and yeah. they realize, oh, but that's not the lifestyle I want. My yeah. dad did that in college when he was like, oh, I'm going to be a performer. And he was like, oh, I have to travel all the time. I want to have a family. I'm yeah. not going to do that. I'm yes. going to teach instead. But a lot of people don't have the wisdom in their 20s like you do, or he did, to think ahead and go, this is what I'm going to have to do in order to make that happen. Like, which is why I texted you, I think last week, where I was like, yeah. do you think you would have kept doing stand-up if you enjoyed performing, but not right. the rest of it? Because when I get burnt out like this, I'm feeling like, can I, like, I don't feel like I can even do it. I don't feel like I'm cut out for it. Mm. Like the
right.
traveling.
Hit that right. block. Yeah. The wall. I would say if I was enjoying most aspects of performing, I would have kept it really local mm. and really just done it on my time. Like it would have been very yeah. much like a controlled thing where it was kind of what I was doing towards the end, where I was not traveling more than 30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And it was mostly paid spots. Like that's how yeah. I kind of limited it. So it would probably be like that again.
I don't think anybody likes the lifestyle.
Dude, it's brutal. It is not sustainable to no. do that indefinitely yeah. every weekend. You yeah. really have to manage it.
Yeah. yeah. By the way, Kane took the Four Tendencies quiz, and yeah, he's also a questioner.
Oh, so,
which two questioners, just a couple of real sassy assholes. People not taking shit from either person. Yeah, sassholes.
So oh,
so
God, funny.
That kind of made me laugh. I was like, yeah, that makes sense because, you know, he and I, neither of us back down in fights because we're very like, well, no, you're not seen from my point of view. And it's all very, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny. Did Kyle take it
He
yet?
Didn't, but I'm pretty sure he's a questioner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is so interesting.
Just certain things. Like, he'll go to car dealerships and they'll be like, what's this much? And he's like, I'll pay half of that. And they're like, well, we can do this much. He's like, I'll do half of that. Like, he just like,
oh my gosh.
And so I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I'd like you to take this test, and then I really thought about it and I was like, yeah, I probably already know.
I know.
Yeah. I get like based on just I love that. I love the attitude of like, but why are we doing this? Because
right.
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Like I think that's a huge thing
for yeah.
people in our business. I'm just like, because there's so much garbage you have to do that makes
just
no sense.
Just sift
at all.
Through. Yeah.
yeah. When I thought about, and this, like, I felt so gross when I realized why I kept doing it. Not gross, but like, I was going through hours of what I felt like was not fun. Hours yeah. of misery, like, yeah. so to speak,
yeah.
for about 5 to 10 minutes of validation after a show from yeah. people. And I, when yeah. I weighed it like that, I was like, okay. This is not worth it.
Yeah.
This amount of this validation that lasts for 20 minutes tops versus hours of shit that I don't enjoy doing. When I was weighing those, it was obviously very uneven.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. I have to give up this incredible feeling that I get after I perform
oh.
and just kind of,
yeah,
I have to let it go because it's the other parts of it. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah. Right.
Which, you know.
I also knew I was in a bad place because when my album came out, it went to number 4 on the iTunes charts, which yeah. for most people is like an incredible
great.
Accomplishment. And yeah. I was like, it didn't go to number 1. So I'm like not even going to let myself celebrate
meanwhile,
it.
Meanwhile, number 1 is like John Mulaney and Jim Gaffigan. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I went and got like a burrito with my mom that day. Like I didn't do anything to celebrate it. I told myself like, you don't deserve celebration. Like that's like the vibe I had. And that's like kind of what I told myself was like, oh, like you're not big enough or like good enough to have like gotten to number one. Cause some other guy released his on the same day as I did. And who is a guy I hadn't heard of before. He has a much smaller following than I do, and his went to number 1. So I was like, oh, like I
but
just
who knows how any of that works.
I know, but you know? I just looked at it as like, well, if you're not number 1, then you're nobody. like so black and white.
Perfectionist.
And like, I
know, yeah.
I know, and I know that's like so unhealthy, but that I think that's another reason why I kind of like numb out, because I almost dread when like an accomplishment is about to come out, because I almost know that I will never be able to enjoy it.
You won't live up to the expectations that you like the preset
yeah,
expectations.
That's brutal.
So I didn't enjoy the day it came out. I just was like checking the charts all day, seeing it not go to number 1, just being like, well, you know, whatever. You're okay. You're an okay person and comic, I guess. Just like I just didn't enjoy it, and Yeah, I've been in a bad place mentally.
Oh, we not are good. So fucking bad to ourselves, huh?
We are.
I know.
Did seeing your therapist again help?
Yeah, she's great. I'll see her again next week. But I think that's an important thing about this podcast, to sometimes like tell you listeners that it's a fucking thing for us all day, every day, is we try to take care of ourselves and learn everything we can about self-help. But we're people too, like dealing with shit. And sometimes we're mean to ourselves and depressed and, you know, we're not like beacons of sunshine and perfect self-help care or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
You're amazing and beautiful and talented and hilarious. Thanks, and we all know that. You just got to get on board that
train. There you go.
Thanks, love. You're sweet. Appreciate that.
Well, should I
talk about
apple picking?
Yeah. Sorry, I really left a big old hole for you to dig out of. My bad.
You grab a branch and climb on out.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. I didn't realize that you were feeling that way at all.
Thanks, babe.
I went on a trip with Cam back to his hometown of Rockford, Illinois,
which his family owns.
His last name Mulford is everywhere. If you've ever been to Rockford, it's their town. I don't know the history.
That's so crazy.
They got Mulford streets and Mulford buildings and Mulford cemeteries. They got all kinds of shit out there. And we were out there for one of his good friend's weddings. It was very fun, beautiful. We did. I went to an estate sale for fun.
Ooh,
just
hey.
Like window shopping at some estate sales. Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Have you been to one where they just
people
just open their home and everything is for sale?
Yeah. It's usually like a fancy house, right?
Yeah, I think it depends on the area.
Do an estate sale in a one-bedroom apartment in LA.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was fun. We went apple picking at Edwards Orchard. I want to get that correctly because they were so fantastic. I want to give them a shout out on the podcast in like Poplar in Illinois, I think is the town.
Yeah.
I don't even know. We went apple picking. I had the best apple pie of my life.
Oh.
We had apple cider. I mean, they got caramel apples.
Man.
It was amazing. I brought
happy fall.
I was so happy there. I mean, it was just
Some cute pictures.
Got some really cute Insta pics. Mm-hmm. Check it out at Delaney Fisher. And what else did we do? We did some other fun things. I held a baby. That was fun.
That?
It was great.
Can we talk about that?
This baby was so freaking cute and just didn't cry or anything. I just held him and he just was fine.
What did it do to you?
It made me want one.
Yeah. 100%.
Make your ovaries twitch up.
It made me want one. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's a nice baby like this.
Yeah.
So bad. What kind of demon babies you been holding?
Well, sometimes they get really fussy or uncomfortable and you're just like, okay, you don't want to be here and neither do I. Like, get it back.
Neither do I.
But this was, he was so content and adorable. And I'm like, oh God. And then I just looked at animals. I pet cats the whole time.
Aww.
And I just, it was just like a nice, relaxing break. It's just, it's a nicer pace than what I was, you know, doing leading up. And now I'm back here and it's all back to crazy.
Back to the dick grind.
Back to it.
Dick mugs.
Yeah.
I always feel like if you're the first time listening, she's not grinding on real dicks. It's her business.
Dicksbydelaney.com.
Yeah.
Went to the Wisconsin Dells. Cam took me on a duck tour. Have you guys been on like the giant bus that goes on land and water?
Yes.
So he,
they have that in Seattle.
So yeah. He was one of those drivers for like 6 years. So he took me on a duck tour around the Wisconsin Dells, like through the forest and on the lake and stuff, and it was really fun.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it was all good. Delicious food. I think I pretty much covered all. Oh yeah, covered all the things.
That
was a lovely little break.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Delaney. You always have the best treat yourselves. It's always you in Wisconsin, like looking at leaves and holding animals. And we're like, we're just really sad because we love this thing that's destroying us.
Yes.
Sweet. We're ready to get into the meat of this.
Let's do it. Let's talk about some travel tips for y'all.
I want to talk to Delaney first because Delaney said over the group chat today that you realized you hate flying. Like it's bad.
Like with a burning passion.
Yeah. I did not realize it. That was, you know, part of the stuff with the stand up thing, but I didn't, because everything felt so anxiety ridden, I wasn't really clear on what part of it I was disliking the most. And because I've really tried to just slow down and try to do like one project at a time, I feel like I'm super aware of when I'm enjoying myself and when I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I have discovered, which I didn't really realize before, that I am like a huge homebody introvert. So everything that I was doing for years was completely against how I want to be naturally and organically.
Yes.
So being at,
you just want to be home.
I just want
to
be home.
I feel like I'm talking to my future. I'm so scared.
I know.
I'm so scared.
I know. But
I have gone so far to the other end of the spectrum. So I'm like, am I feeling this way because I was so, extreme with stand up being out every night and all that stuff? Maybe I was so overstimulated that I'm still kind of recovering.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll even out eventually, but I might not. This might just be me.
Well, and like you said, depending on where you live, if you love where you live, it makes a huge difference. Because now that we moved, I'm like, oh, I don't want to leave. I just want to be here. Exactly. This is mine. I get to just be in this place.
Yeah.
I'm just going to soak it up. Sometimes I just lay down on the carpet. I just lay on the floor and the cats just lay down next to me because I'm like, it's so nice. I just love it. I love it so much. Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
So, what about flying do you hate specifically? Just the whole thing?
Everything. I dread going to the airport. And then when I'm at the airport, I'm just angry. I don't like dealing with TSA. I think most of them are shitty people. Just kidding. I mean, I dated a TSA guy once.
You did?
What, of course you did.
You know.
Did he search you?
He
found some fluids.
Oh, everybody has that fucking joke now.
I think you guys are mostly wonderful people with a couple assholes in the mix. Again, I'm not usually a very angry person. So when I'm very aware, if I'm feeling angry or uncomfortable, I'm like, oh, this is something I don't enjoy.
Travel brings out the Hulk.
Fuck, dude. Going through TSA, waiting at the airport, being on a plane. I hate everything about being on a plane. You're just like in a fart tube in the sky and you got people so close to you. The seats are uncomfortable. I mean, I don't think anybody enjoys being on a plane, but I feel like I am not even breathing properly on a plane. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am holding my breath the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm so uncomfortable. I always feel awful afterward. Anyway, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And and then when I get home, I'm just like exhausted. I don't feel good. I feel like it takes me a couple days to get adjusted. And I just don't like flying. I realize I really don't like flying.
It ruins any trip you take. Because even if you have a great time in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or wherever you go. My family's going to Cancun next month. I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to fly.
Right.
And this is someone who flies every weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
So even if you don't fly that much, I used to think that would make you like less angry about doing it.
Dude.
Now.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm not sure. I think maybe if you never fly, you hate it even more.
I realize because I got so used to just travel, it was just a part of like my everyday. I was used to driving several hours a day. I was used to, flying a lot more. And now because I only do it every 2 or 3 months, I am so ultra aware of how much I fucking hate it and how much it takes out of me and how I guess I have maybe a little fear of flying too, because I'm just not.
Yeah.
I am not happy in the sky. I need to be on the ground.
I am not happy in the sky.
Not happy in the sky.
That's a great line.
I don't know. The older I get, the less I want to fly. I love traveling, but I do not like flying.
Yeah. So. I can't remember who said it, but somebody was like, nobody loves traveling.
Right.
People like being in a new place.
Yes.
But traveling, the word we've like associated with that is not what it actually is. It, like, traveling fucking sucks.
Yes.
Nobody
yes.
likes moving from place to place
exactly.
in an undesirable way.
Yeah.
But girl.
Dude, I do not like it. So I was telling Kim, I was like, why don't we just make sure we see all the things like in California that we want to see that we have.
Yeah, drivable.
I'd rather drive hours hours than be on a 2-hour flight.
I agree.
Yeah, be in control of your space.
Yeah.
You decide when you want to pull over.
Yeah,
you
stop at a Target, take a lap.
Yes. Oh my God. I hear you so hard, man.
I know. And then I immediately think of you guys. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a baby. I'm complaining about one flight. I'm going to have to be on a couple more in the next few months. But I was like, I don't know how you guys are doing this so frequently and been remaining sane most of the time.
We're not.
You guys pretty sane.
I'm pretty sad.
But it's because Taylor's like been really in it, like schedule-wise, flying all the time. And then I haven't been on a plane for like a month now.
Oh yeah.
And I have a flight coming up in 2 days, and I've been thinking about that for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I fucking can't. I'm dreading it so hard. I do think like once you get off, then it's really hard to get back into it.
I felt that way too when I took, I had like 2 weeks where I didn't get on a plane.
Yeah.
And once I had to again, I was like,
this is the worst.
Yeah. Like the anxiety of just knowing. Even I got back, I was at home for 6 days this week since I got back from whatever the last thing I had to do. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And I just, the minute my plane touched down, I went, all right, you have 6 days.
Oh,
it like started the clock.
Awful.
And I have to fly out first thing Friday morning.
Awful.
And it's like, you're always thinking about it. Do you have TSA pre-check, Delaney?
Yeah.
Can we
talk about the number one travel hack? And that is getting TSA pre-check.
Okay. Please. Yeah. Tell me all the ways that you make traveling more delightful.
Tell me how you get TSA pre-check.
Yeah, what even
because
is that?
I feel like it's hard.
Hold on now.
I don't have it. I don't have it yet.
What is it?
I know.
What?
I take so many like red eyes and
we talked about this so long ago.
Here's why I think. Because I don't take very many midday flights. Now I'm starting to.
Okay.
So now I'm starting to see why it's a good idea to have TSA pre-check. But before this point, I had no respect for myself. So I was taking like first thing in the morning flights and flights out at like midnight. So there was no line.
Right.
Like, but even still.
Is that where you don't only have to take your shoes off and stuff?
You don't have to
right
do
through?
That too. So TSA PreCheck, it's $85 for 3 years of like membership through TSA or whatever.
Oh.
You have to go to your local airport and you you go in person. They do like a background check, a whole security thing. And it's basically like an express line at the airport where
that's great.
You see the masses of people in the regular line and then you see the little TSA pre-check line, which is, I swear to God, a 20th of the amount of people, if that.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
never in a TSA pre-check line that has more than 5 people in front of me.
Oh, wow.
You don't take your shoes off. They just don't.
Do you take your laptop out?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't have to.
That sounds very worth it. That's like less than $30 a year for this membership?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so the machines that they installed in airports where you have to like put your hands over your head and it's that big. So there's a lot of stuff about, you know, we don't even know what that's doing to our bodies. Is this like a cancer causing thing?
Yeah.
You know, all of that. But with TSA PreCheck, you just walk through a metal detector. It's like old school.
Yeah. Isn't that whooshing thing just a metal detector also?
It's doing like an X-ray scan thing of your body.
Ew.
Oh.
Get out of there.
That's why like Bill Burr had a joke about it. Other people where it's like, no, you can pat me down, motherfucker. Like I'm not going through your fucking cancer machine of whatever you're doing, whatever rays are being given off as you swirl this around people.
True.
It's not just a metal detector.
Can you opt for a pat down instead of going through that thing?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that next
time. But like if you're in a rush or something, you know, it's just nice to be able to walk through a metal detector and not worry about it. But God, it's the best. It truly does make travel a lot easier if you have TSA pre-check.
That's a good tip.
Do that.
Yeah.
Other things
I can go to any airport.
Any airport.
Where do I go? Is there a desk?
Yeah.
Who
you just gotta look
to?
It. Just Google it. So go to.
Here's why I haven't done it yet. Because the only time I don't want to go to the airport any other reason.
Trust me. It's the fucking worst. When I had to do it that day, I was like, this is a crime. I cannot believe I am driving to LAX to not get on a flight.
How long did it take?
Maybe 20 minutes.
You didn't just go to Burbank?
No. I can't remember if it was something like they didn't do it there or something, but just look it up and
I promise
it's worth it.
Okay, that was my first thing.
So if you're somebody who travels a decent amount, highly, highly recommend TSA PreCheck. That's like my number one travel hack.
That's what I would definitely do that if I was flying at the time.
I thought a great tip that Alex had on our nutrition episode, just to refresh people's memory, was the chlorophyll. In your water, the little dropper to keep you hydrated. Because I didn't realize you get super dehydrated.
So dehydrated.
Planes. Yeah.
Drink as much water as you can on a plane.
Which is probably why you get constipated too. Or just have all kind of weird bowel
stuff. Also the pressure.
Thing.
Yeah.
The travel poops. Just come on.
No.
The altitude, the pressure.
That freaking joke.
Yeah.
I've made myself purchase a good, durable suitcases.
Yes.
And also I have a variety of sizes. So I have one that's like massive for when I'm gone for a long time. I have like a mid one. And then I got a really small one.
Yeah.
That's like so, it's like this small. It's so tiny. It's like a backpack, but you can roll it. Because you know how sometimes you're like, oh, all I have to bring is a backpack. And then you get out and you're like, this backpack's heavy.
Yeah.
And I have shoes in this backpack. And so when I just bring the little rolly one, I'm like, oh, this is great. Like that feels like, oh, I'm George Clooney and up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just doing this super... That's a movie, you
guys. Get something with wheels. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
God, I fucking finally treated myself to buying a backpack with two straps and not carrying them on my stupid free Victoria's Secret tote bag that was digging into my shoulders, giving me all kinds of knots in my back.
Looking like a divorced mom on beach day.
Seriously. Seriously. The ugliest bag. I just was milking that. I squeezed that juice dry out of the bag. I invested in a really nice water bottle because I cannot tell you how many fucking bottles of water I was buying at the airport, which is expensive and terrible for the environment. And now pretty much all airports have the little spout where it's filtered water near the water fountains.
Never buy water in the airport. I told somebody.
It's also like $5 to buy a bottle of water at the airport.
I think I told Kyle this recently and he was like, oh, that's a good idea. I'm like, yeah, to bring an empty water bottle through security.
Right. Yes.
And then fill it up.
I used to bring the nice refillable ones and then I just started left one on a plane and I was like, well, I'm never doing this again, so now I just bring like a plastic one because I can lose it and it's fine. But I need to do what you do and get like a nice one and be a human being.
And also like I bring food.
Yes.
I don't want to buy food at the airport.
A lot of people don't know you can bring food.
Bring
through
food.
Bring food,
bring a
man.
Sandwich. Bring snacks. Bring. Yeah. You do not need to spend that money on the garbage.
Yeah,
that
just
they have
take
there.
It out of your bag. They usually say now take all food out.
Not in TSA PreCheck, motherfucker.
Okay, unless you have TSA PreCheck. If you don't have TSA PreCheck and you don't want to or whatever, just take it out. And even if you get searched, you just be like, that's an avocado, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right. And then they put it back in your bag and they go, so sorry, enjoy the rest of your day.
Avocado. Yeah, so. No, I used to not bring food because I liked to get like a McDonald's breakfast at the airport because
The
only thing I'd look forward to at the fucking airport was getting a little snack or a treat.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, we got to calm down on the spending on the food. I'm trying to get healthier. So yeah, I brought this last trip, brought sandwiches, brought pumpkin seeds. We brought apples home, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it makes a big difference. It's easy and convenient and better for you and less expensive.
Way better.
And not even just in the airport, but I get a lot of anxiety once I'm on the plane, especially if it's a long flight, like a flight to New York. You're on that plane for 6 hours, and if you get hungry and all they have for you is like little pretzels or whatever, I fucking hate that feeling.
I hate those little pretzels.
Oh, I don't eat any of that shit. So I bring a lot of
cookies. I'll eat those little ginger snaps.
Those are not cookies.
What are they?
Is a fucking
cracker.
That's a brick.
That's
not
thing
edible.
They give you though.
Yeah, the little biscotti thing.
The little biscotti ginger snap thing.
I eat Kim's too.
I'll eat those if I'm desperate.
That's like
cashews and stuff now.
Yeah,
the peanuts they give you suck.
Also, do you guys mostly carry on or check your bags? I always carry on.
Always carry on.
Fuck checking the bag. It adds time to your travel. I do not like it.
And money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time and money. Ugh.
Unless you do Southwest.
If you can carry on.
That's another. I just got to give Taylor so much credit for helping with Southwest, because if you go through Expedia or Priceline, like I usually do, Southwest is not an option on there.
No.
So remember to always check your flights through Southwest, because a lot of times they'll be cheaper. Not always, but a lot of times.
And also, big up for Southwest, which I always tell everybody. Granted, they do not fly everywhere, so that's tough. So you can't always fly Southwest. But you can cancel or change your flight like the day before.
Oh,
if you cancel it, you don't lose the money. You keep it as a credit.
Yeah.
If you cancel it far enough in advance, they'll refund all the money.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
That's like, that just doesn't happen. That's not like a 2018 airline procedure.
I know.
That's
but
great.
If you do it too close, they'll still be like, all right, you have $300 to put towards, and they give you like a little cancellation code and you just use it the next time. It's great. So you never have to worry about losing money if your travel plans change, because with everything else, it's like, well, I guess you just lost $300 then.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. There's no way.
You get free checked bags with Southwest.
You get a free checked bag too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, I mean, and I like that it's how democratic it is, and that like you woke up early, you checked in, you're A1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's how it works.
Right.
And if you don't get a number you want, you can pay like an extra $40 and they put you in like A1 to A15 if there's a spot.
She's talking about with seating if you haven't been on Southwest. Seating. Yeah.
Yes, nice. With Southwest it is bus rules.
Yeah.
Where
first come, first serve.
Yeah, they're not assigned seats.
Yeah.
It is just the wild, wild west up there.
And lawless.
Lawless, yeah. The wild southwest.
I mean, that was just there for you to grab. I can't.
You have that one.
I can't fault you for that.
But
someone had to get it.
People really don't know about Southwest. And then as far as, I don't know which is your favorite airline. Delta's my favorite.
I do like Delta. I like American and I'm with T-Mobile, and a lot of these airlines now have a thing with T-Mobile where you can get free Wi-Fi and free texting in flight, which definitely makes me feel a little bit more like I'm just in my car on a road trip,
right?
Yes. As opposed to being in a airplane prison,
right?
And like not being able to talk to anybody.
Right. Delta gives you free messaging no matter who it is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, at least on super long flights they do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of Delta. I'm a fan of JetBlue's snacks.
JetBlue is great. I just feel like there aren't that many flights.
Yeah, their snacks are wonderful.
What kind of snacks they got?
Like pop chips and like
bananas.
Like,
for free?
Yeah. And like Tara's sweet potato chips, like really like nice.
Oh, that's
and they
good.
Let
stuff.
You take as much as you want to. They just come by with a basket. There was a woman next to me that was like loading up a tote bag. I was like, wow, no shame.
There's like a snack closet on JetBlue flights where after they walk by the aisles with like what you ever want to get, they just put the rest of them there and you can go up and get them. You can get bottles of water.
What?
You don't have to like ask somebody for a cup of water.
I might just find this out.
It's really
JetBlue's
nice.
Been holding out.
JetBlue's great.
Wow,
JetBlue's
did not amazing. Know.
I like going on ones that you know there's going to be a TV screen on the back of the thing.
Oh yeah,
which
that helps
Delta
so
almost
much.
Always does. American half the time.
Yeah.
I
like Alaska when I'm flying around Pacific Northwest. Alaska's really nice. They also featured me in one of their magazines. That was very cool.
That was cool.
A little shout out to Alaska.
All right, let's all only fly Alaska forever.
We found a winner. I always bring socks on the plane.
Yes,
I always bring.
Good idea.
Cold. If I'm not wearing like bulky like boots of some kind, if I'm going somewhere that's cold, I'll bring just like comfy socks and a little, you know, sweatshirt or jacket, because then I can roll it up at least into a pillow or something. And
I bring
sleep.
a beanie.
Beanie's
always good. If you're on a flight that's going to be cold, or you're worried, the thing is, you never know if a flight's going to be cold.
No,
you never know. Like I went to do a college last week, and it was like an in and out gig. So I thought, oh, I don't have to dress that warm. And I was freezing on both flights to Chicago.
That's the worst. They never have any blankets.
They never have any blankets. And usually I'm so good. I have a travel blanket. I have a beanie, which also doubles as a sleep mask. You just pull it down all the way.
There you
if
go.
It's too, because it's too bright to sleep.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? Because with a sleep mask, you look a little crazy. But with a beanie, you're just like, boop.
I'm learning shit.
Yeah,
that's,
see
that's
that
a good hack.
That's a great hack.
Mm-hmm. Layers. Long you can find pretty thin blankets too, like the ones they give you, but you can buy one and then just roll it up and put it in your stuff. You can even find ones that like clip onto your backpack or whatnot.
Oh yeah,
just because you never know, and it's not worth it being uncomfortable. People who don't travel that much don't think about this stuff because they're like, oh well, I don't, this is the only time I'll have to do this year. If you travel every weekend, you're like, how can I make this not horrible?
Right.
Yeah,
I will do whatever I can.
I always underpack. I don't know about you guys, but I usually try I try to underpack. Mm-hmm. Because I've never not had it work. I always make it work. If I'm just bringing a few things, you know, a couple pairs of pants, few t-shirts, couple sweaters, whatever, I always use everything and I don't have to rewear anything. But when I overpack, I'm always like, why did I bring all this shit? It's annoying to have it here. I didn't need all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I just always make it work. Especially when I go to, when we visit Cam's family, I just like wear their big coats and stuff because it's cold. But I like underpacking. I'm a big fan of that.
Do you over? I always overpack underwear because I just think that's a smart move. Mm. Yes. Just always throw in a underwear few extra socks. Pairs of underwear socks because you never know.
Absolutely.
Shit happens.
But when it comes to clothes and stuff, I like to try to plan my outfits out. Like, okay, I know I'm going to wear this night, all that. And then I just kind of bring some basics and bring things that I think are cute that will make me feel good on vacation.
Yeah.
Also, I like bringing stuff that I like wearing that I think is attractive, not just comfortable, because I still get the urge, like if I'm in a new place, I still want to like bring home a souvenir sometimes.
Yeah.
And I find that if I'm like, look, I'm wearing my cute bracelet and my cute shirt, I have cute things. It's like a mental thing. I don't need this other stuff.
Oh.
Because even though I'm a minimalist, I still have the urges of like walking through the freaking Apple Orchard gift shop and wanting all the things to bring home. Like, I want cozy socks. I want this apple butter. I feel like I feel cute. So I don't need, it makes me want things less because it's a reminder. I already have nice things. I already have cute things.
I thought you were going to say take a picture. It'll make you want to take a picture, and that's a souvenir.
For me, my brain works with, it's like out of sight, out of mind, which is good and bad.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, if I have work out, I won't be able to focus on anything until I put my work away.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But same thing. Like if I have really cute shit out, I don't feel the need to have other cute shit.
That's a really good
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
I don't know. I think a lot of people just bring clothing and stuff they don't give a shit about on trips just in case it gets lost or whatever. I don't know. But I kind of do the opposite where I bring like my nicest stuff.
Yeah.
If I went into a Sephora and had my makeup collection with me every time, I would literally never buy another. I'd be like, you are crazy. Look at what you own. You don't need anything.
Yeah. Because I'll bring home like a piece of jewelry and then I'll put it in my jewelry box. I'm like, I have jewelry. Yeah. I didn't need that thing.
Right.
A good rule that I've given myself for buying stuff as far as clothes or jewelry is like, if I'm not going to wear it immediately, like either put it on in the car or, wear it the next day or in the next few days, then I shouldn't be buying it.
Don't need it.
Every time I buy something new, unless I wear it right away, I will never wear it. Without fail.
That's interesting.
I say that actually, but this didn't happen with this shirt. I've worn this shirt twice in the last 3 days.
That shirt is cute.
Thank you. And I bought it a while ago and I haven't. But you know why I haven't worn it? Because I was waiting for it to get cold enough so that I wouldn't sweat.
No pit stains.
Gotta think about it. Life hack.
I've got some skincare ones because people's skin typically gets real wild and fucked up when you travel. Airplanes are terrible for your skin.
Still broken out from last week.
Like dehydrating and all that.
Everything. It's very, very dehydrating. The air in there is just recycled and shitty, and your pores are just sucking it all up. Yeah. And typically, your pores, you can usually look in the mirror like right after flight. They're wide open.
Yeah. And like full of shit.
It's full of shit. Yeah. So what I really recommend is taking a moisturizing mask on the plane with you. You don't have to go so extreme that you do like a sheet mask because that you look like fucking Hannibal Lecter. You look crazy.
Yeah.
But their Glam Glow makes a great one. It's called Thirsty Mud. It's in the blue jar. It smells great. It's just like a thick cream. And you
Glam
can
Glow?
Glam Glow, GLAMGLO. I think it's with no W at the end.
Put it on while you're on the plane?
What I do is I take it with me through security and then I go into the airport bathroom before I'm even like in line to board and I put it on then I have it on during the flight. You don't look weird. It's just you have like a really like moisturizing cream on your face. And by the time you get off the plane, it's crazy. It's almost like you didn't even have that on because your skin just absorbs it. Like it needs it so badly.
That's such a great tip.
Yeah. Whereas if you put it on at home and then you are just walking around with it on for like 30 minutes, you'll still definitely feel that you have this mask on. But if you do it on a plane, it just sucks it up because it really needs it.
Oh, man.
So I really recommend a moisturizing mask. And then I have really sensitive skin, and this is something you actually helped me with, Taylor. I now bring my own pillowcase everywhere, and I always bring my own washcloth. Always.
Yep.
I do that too.
If you have sensitive skin and you are drying off with that fucking bleach filled hotel towel, probably gonna get a breakout.
Oh, I've had allergic reactions if I don't bring my own towels or or pillowcases. If I don't bring a pillowcase, I'll just use a t-shirt as a pillowcase.
Smart.
I usually just use a t-shirt because my minimalist ass loves that shit. Where yeah. It's like, it's a 2-in-1. I can wear it. I can also sleep on it. But yeah, I always put it over the pillowcase.
Yeah. Whenever I've forgotten, it's like immediate. Yeah. Everything goes up in flames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just feels damn gross. It.
Oh, God. I also like to bring my, this is a new thing for me because I'm starting to be healthier, you guys.
So
I brought my vitamins and stuff this time. And
that's a great idea.
My vitamin C and probiotic every single night before bed.
Oh.
But that's not something I usually do. So I will try to like maintain my routine a little bit more.
Yeah.
If I'm traveling, especially since now I know how much I hate it. I need like a little bit of normalcy.
I have to get probiotics.
Travel.
Yeah.
But that was nice. That kind of just like kept me on track all week while I was eating all my cheese curds and stuff.
Oh my God.
Delaney.
There are probiotics at Whole Foods that are like $20 or like $23, which isn't bad.
Yeah. I want to try the Align that the Poo Chef said is really good for IBS.
Yeah. So I've been using the Trader Joe's women's probiotics, and those have been good. I don't know.
Like, okay.
I don't really know if I feel the effects of anything, really.
If nothing's happening, I've noticed that if I stop taking probiotics, my gut will get weird, or like I'll get diarrhea or something.
Yeah. Oh, mine's super erratic if I don't take mine.
So now I notice it's almost like you take them for a while and you go, nothing's happening. And then you stop and you're like, oh no, something
was. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Do you guys like unpack right away when you get into the hotel and stuff like that?
What do you feel like in the hotel?
Well, I don't.
Put your shirts in drawers and things.
You just in the hotels.
I don't like
your stuff in the drawers
right away. I unpack right away.
Oh, I don't trust what's in those drawers.
No, it stays in my bag. What are you talking about?
I unpack my suitcase. I hang my things that need to be hung. I put my bathroom stuff in the bathroom. I just need to feel like I'm a little bit at home. I don't like
immediately.
I don't like feeling like I'm living out of a suitcase. So I just put all my shit to where it needs to go, easily accessible for the whole time I'm there.
If I'm there for like a week, maybe, but I'll never put my clothes in the drawers.
I'll hang it more than the drawer things.
Oh, I don't put anything in those fucking drawers. That is for the Bible and other people's dirty underwear.
Not my clean things.
I mostly hang my stuff, but you know, if the drawer's open.
Yeah. Another thing for your suitcase, because I feel like clothes kind of smell a little musty, even if they're still clean. If you leave them, put like a couple dryer sheets in your suitcase. Do you ever do that?
No, that's really a good idea.
They smell good.
I don't use dryer sheets anymore.
Really? Why?
I just use natural detergent because I'm a hippie little fuck. No, I just dryer sheets. Depending on what they are, they irritate my skin.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me something horrible.
I have a lot of weird like skin allergies.
Just even the unscented ones.
Yeah, I just don't mess with them anymore. Okay. I just like don't even. I don't. Whatever.
Yeah.
My
clothes
just don't smell nice, I guess.
Mine don't. You know? I mean, mine are all the like totally scentless detergent and scentless fabric softener. But
my skin, okay. I thought this was, I think, another Alex tip was the peppermint essential oil rollers that help with like headaches and nausea.
Nice. Yeah,
because I get really motion sick after traveling all day, even just being on planes and like if I'm in a car, like I get very motion sick by the time I get home. I'm like, oh, and I haven't eaten enough usually, and I'm not hydrated. Yeah. It's a nightmare. So that's really helpful on planes, and it's not a smell that's gonna upset anybody around you. If you're upset by peppermint smell, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Unless you're allergic like I am.
Exactly. That's a good point.
I'll go wait in the car.
What happens if someone had like a peppermint roller right next to you? Would something bad happen?
I probably would have some trouble breathing a little bit.
Really? Okay, never mind, everybody. Don't take that.
No, it's fine. I mean, that's such a rare allergy. You're fine.
I'm scared.
Keep your ID somewhere easily accessible. So when you go up, you gotta show your boarding pass and your ID. I always usually like keep it in my pocket or like my front pocket of my backpack. But I totally forgot to check before we left this on the trip. And I had it in my suitcase in like my little like dress up purse that I used for the wedding. So I had to open up my suitcase and then go through my shit to find my ID.
God, you were that person.
I am that person. I'm like, I don't usually do this. I'm so sorry.
Taylor and I would be behind you just like
so
this
bad.
Fucking bitch.
So bad.
Noob.
Yeah. Have a little pocket for your shit that you need. Yeah. For easy access. Also, another thing that I like to do and I wasn't able to do before we left, I like to clean my apartment before I leave.
Ooh,
so I come home to a clean apartment.
Smart.
Because how shitty is it when you just traveled all the way home from a trip and you come home and there's shit everywhere. And so just coming home to a nice, peaceful place is very nice.
That's a great point. I just got a portable charger.
Ooh.
For my phone. Game changer.
So smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Only takes a few times for your phone to run out of battery on a 6-hour flight for you to get that shit done.
Oh, yeah.
As far as looking up, this is probably stuff people already know, but like looking up flights, turn on private browsing on your computer or phone, because airlines sometimes will show you more expensive flights if they think you travel a lot.
What?
Wait, have you not heard
that again? Turn off browsing.
Yeah, you open like a private browser, like an incognito window to look up flights.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Apparently,
hold on. Say this again. This is important.
Yeah. Okay. I can't believe we've heard this. I thought this
because
was something I was late to.
It knows your history.
It knows your history and it knows you've been looking stuff up. Have you ever noticed like sometimes you look up a flight and you don't book it and then you go back like 30 minutes later and it's way more?
No.
Really?
Well, not like 30 minutes later, but like a couple days later. And then I'm like, oh, well, it just went up.
So well, even like a day later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes up, but sometimes it's just them knowing that
assholes.
You are like, so open up a new private browser. So they can't look at, they don't have any of your info.
What the fuck?
I know. And then everyone knows about Airbnb. I use hotels.com.
Me
because
too.
They give you do too?
If you have a Capital One Venture card, you get 10 times the points. It's crazy.
Okay. I got to get Capital One. Cause I just like it. Cause they give you like a little punch card. From Yogurt Land, where like every 10 nights you get a free night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That works out great.
Nice.
And then, okay, this is something I didn't know. Apparently, you can bring a full water bottle through security as long as the water's frozen.
What?
What?
That's what I looked at. I saw it.
Oh, because it's a solid.
No liquid.
Yes, because it's a solid. I saw it on a travel and leisure article, and then I Googled it, and there were a ton of articles that came up that were like,
that's weird.
As long as it's solid. You can take it through.
That's kind of a risk, though. I feel like by the time I get to LAX,
right,
it's melted.
Yeah.
But
you just gotta dump out whatever's melted.
That what's
kind of squeeze
just
it
bring
out.
A bottle.
Just bring, yeah.
Because
well,
I feel like when I fill it up at the airport, it's like, oh, this tastes nasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to wrap it up for this week, but this was a fun one.
I sure learned. Absolutely.
I just want to give
betterhelp.com/selfhelpless a shout out. I am so enjoying my therapy with my lovely lady.
Oh, that's so great.
So yeah. Thank you for all the emails about BetterHelp from you guys too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Join our Facebook group, Self Helpless Podcast Facebook group.
So fun.
There's new members coming in every day. It is awesome.
It's amazing.
And then actually this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Delaney and I will be in Arizona, Phoenix for I said that reversed. Phoenix, Arizona for the All Things Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
We're gonna be doing a live Self-Helpless on Saturday at like 1, I believe.
It's on a schedule somewhere.
And we're going to have such a good time. So if you're in the Phoenix area, please go to, our websites, go to kelseycook.com. Where can people?
DelaneyFisher.com is my stuff.
Okay. Oh, we're going to be missing Taylor very much.
Is it at 1 o'clock? If it's at 1 o'clock,
we'll
I might be able to make it.
We'll send you the info.
It's later. It's like 1 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, even at that time, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be fantastic.
I will be at the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas that weekend, the 24th through 28th.
Yeah.
And then I'm headlining the Ontario Improv November 1st through 4th, which is my birthday. Some helpsters already told me they were coming, which
yay!
I appreciate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sunday shows are kind of weird sometimes, you guys, but they're also kind of my favorites other times because you can just do whatever you want and try some new stuff. I think the Sunday at Oxnard, I asked the whole crowd who believed in God and what they thought happened when you die, which is very telling.
Perfect.
So yeah, please come to those.
I just want to also a quick little announcement about Patreon. We post rewards every Monday, so keep an eye out every Monday for the rewards or change your notifications to make sure that you are alerted every time we post something. I got some questions about when they're usually posted. We're still reading all your emails and collecting stories for in the new year. We're going to interview one of our helpsters person. I can't believe it's almost been a year since we even announced that.
Crazy.
But yeah, keep the stories coming in.
Yeah, subscribe on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review.
Yeah. And
that really helps.
And patreon.com/selfhelpless.
Look at us. We have so many things to say. All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Why won't it let me?